Well, this Sunday, our roots material starts us on a series which is entitled Resurrection Life. And today's theme is Go and Tell. I've got some questions for you. If you look at the pictures on the screen, and tell me, no, more than tell me, you've got those little pictures, haven't you? If you would hold up the picture that the item on the screen changes into. So let's have a look at the first picture. What's that going to change into? Yes, an oak tree. Great. What about the next one? Ah, what have we got there? Frog spawn. Oh, into a frog. And finally, caterpillar. Into a butterfly. Right, it's good. These things, as I refer to them, things have been given a new life, haven't they? They've changed, been given new life. We change too. What about the boy in the picture? Got to go back a bit, I think, have we? No? No, we haven't. We change, don't we? That's right. Tom's right. We change from what? From being a baby into boy? Girl? What else? Adults, that's right. And we change from eating what? What's that? Baby food. And what do we change into eating? Solid food, yes. Teenagers' food, adult food, don't we? And we change from going to junior section in a boys' brigade into what? Well, yes, could be into the company section and eventually perhaps to become an officer. And of course, if you're in the Brownies, you go into the Rainbows, isn't it? Go into the Brownies and then the Guides and eventually the Rangers. And we change from going to infant school, well, I show my age now, won't I? To primary school, to secondary school. What about the boy in the picture? I knew we'd get there sometime, Tom, that's good. Have a look at the picture. Has he changed? Can you see any changes? No? Well, I'm going to tell you that he has changed. How do you think he's changed? No, I don't think so, Catherine. Is his hair a bit different, you think? I think it's the same picture, is it, Tom? It's the same picture, actually. But he has changed. How do you think he might have changed?
He might have become a Christian.
Right. May have become a Christian. He's become kinder, more thoughtful, more loving. He's become a better person because he has followed Jesus. And because he's followed Jesus, he's changed his ways. Remember the words of an Easter hymn. He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good. So we can tell people that good news, can't we? Jesus died so that we might be forgiven. But he also died to make us good, that we might change our ways to be more like his. Remember that first Easter day when Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and the stone had been rolled away and Jesus had disappeared. She was frightened and sad, wasn't quite sure what had happened. But later on, as she stood beside the tomb crying, she turned round and saw the gardener, and when he spoke to her, she knew it was in fact Jesus. He had risen. And when Jesus told her to go and tell the other disciples what she had seen and what she had heard, she ran as fast as she could to tell them the good news. But what was the good news that Mary wanted to share? Let's have a look. Ah, now what does that say? Really need a mirror perhaps to help us, but is that what you're going to say, Catherine? Jesus is alive. That's right. Jesus is alive. But you see, here Mary had been changed, hadn't she? From being frightened and sad to being happy and full of hope. And you know, when Jesus went to the cross, the disciples were a sad and dejected and frightened, pessimistic group of believers. Their friend had gone. But when they heard the news about Jesus over the next few days, they remembered that Jesus, and they realized and knew that Jesus was still with them. And the future once more looked bright. And they were ready to proclaim, to tell others the message of Easter. And you know, one of the most important aspects, I think, of the Easter story is that transformation, the change that took place in Jesus' followers. That is true, that the risen Jesus is able to change things. And the resurrection gives us hope for tomorrow. It's been said that there are two certainties in life: death and paying taxes. Well, we aren't able to do much about paying the taxes, but if we believe in the resurrection, we do have hope for a future in heaven where even death is beaten. Now, Good Friday without Easter Sunday would have been a defeat. But when Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead, he conquered death. He conquered death itself and made it possible for everyone to experience eternal life. And the power of the resurrection is not just for those who were present that first Easter. It's available to each one of us today. The risen Saviour can change things, does change things. You know, too many in our world today are sad and dejected, frightened, pessimistic. Their dreams have perhaps been broken. They've got disappointments. And the problem of fighting and violence and crime and economic uncertainties and human suffering show little sign of going away. But the good news of Easter is that Jesus can change things. He can give us hope for the future. We sometimes sing the following words: because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future and life is worth the living just because he lives. And many people would testify to those words. For instance, a young woman tells her story. She says, I had the most explosive temper and a vocabulary to match. I watched the film Ben-Hur and was deeply moved by it. And for a couple of weeks afterwards, I never lost my temper or even swore. She said, I bought a Bible and I read it and I prayed every morning to God. Yes, to a God that I wasn't even sure existed. And she goes on to say how her prayers were answered. Now she found a church that taught about birth and life, resurrection and the return of Jesus. And she tells how after she became a Christian, she and her family suffered. And how, instead of retaliating, she was able to forgive people who killed her cousin and her father. She ends by saying that she knows that she has been forgiven by God for the way she had lived her life, and of how she is now at peace with God because she knows that he loves her so much. The proof, she says, he sent his son Jesus to die for me. And that woman is now training to be a minister. Her life had been changed by Jesus. And another story about a young man who was a heroin addict. He had used drugs for 4 years, and his mother had been praying for him for some time, and he was now very light in weight and near to death. And as a last resort, he sought help from a Christian centre. He'd heard about God's love, but in the centre, God's love was shown. And he prayed, and he handed his life to Jesus. And when he woke the next morning, he was healed from his addiction, and he's been free ever since. And he says, I'm so thankful for him, for the change in my life. He says, things aren't always easy, sometimes it's tough. And now that man works at the centre himself, helping others to come off drugs. Final story of a young teenage boy who grew up on a rough and tough estate. He used to skip school. He got involved in drugs, crime, and the police. And as he said, for him, his life wasn't going anywhere. And then on holiday in Africa with a church-based youth group, he encountered Jesus and he was radically changed. And he went on to raise money for young men in Kenya to be trained as mechanics in a garage. And he's also passionate about telling other young people how Jesus can change lives. Now his story, along with many others, shows that resurrection can happen today in individual lives and situations, including yours, mine. Now the God of the universe, who can change an acorn into a big oak tree or a caterpillar into a butterfly, can change our lives round too. We too can be born afresh. And like Mary and the disciples who changed, that young boy who changed, and the people in the stories who changed, we too can be part of the resurrection story. Romans 6, verse 4, your old self was buried with Christ to rise again to a new life with him. The resurrection of Jesus gives us the opportunity to be changed. There is no situation, no misfortune, no circumstance that is beyond the ability of God to turn it round, to change it. So what do we go and tell? We can tell people that God loves them, that he forgives them for any wrong that they have done. We can tell them that Jesus is risen, that he's alive today, And importantly, we can tell them that he has the power to change lives and situations. Amen.